This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we got to make more progress.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID.
Hey, what happened?
But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
When I drive to D.C., it takes 2.5 hours longer to get here from Kentucky because I have to stop 3 times to charge.
Hello, I'm an electric car. I can't go very fast or very far.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Remember, if you get vaccinated and if you get boosted, then you don't have to worry about this. You're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get sick. May we quote you on that, Mr. President? Richard Nixon had an aide named Ron Ziegler. He was the press spokesman, and something that Nixon had said the day before would then be proven to be false, a lie. And Ron Ziegler would be asked about it, and he would say, that statement is now inoperative. So I guess all those statements that you just heard in the intro from President Biden over the months and years are now inoperative. He now has tested positive for COVID. And he's just doing his regular, performing his regular duties at the White House. There's a wagon train marathon coming up on MeTV this afternoon. He's looking forward to it. It's one of them's got the old Dawn Wells before she was in Gilligan's Island. It's very exciting. He remembers it well. He was a junior senator when it came out back in 1961. Anyway, he's doing fine, and we wish him well, of course. Is this what you call a grim milestone, though, that he gets it? What I'm concerned about is he got it after his visit yesterday to Somerset, Massachusetts, and as you know, he brought along with him on Air Force One a number of his fellow geriatrics in the Democrat Party. It was kind of like a flying nursing home yesterday coming up from D.C. You had first of all Brandon, age 79, who's now tested positive. You have Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian. She's 73. By the way, she took a COVID swab this morning, and the COVID swab tested more positive for American Indian ancestry than the fake Indian herself.
Poop.
You also had on the plane Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty, the other senator from Massachusetts. He's 76 years old. You had on the flight the special presidential envoy for climate, John Forbes Kerry. He's 78. The whippersnapper in the bunch was the congressman from the neighboring district, Bill Keating. He won't turn 70 until September. And then, of course, you also had the senator from the actual district, the one I live in, which is Jake Auchincloss, or as President Biden described him, Jake Auchincloss. And then he said, where is she? So he misgendered the congressman. But you know what? They're now talking about it, when you have this COVID, this COVID light. I know they say it's more transmittable or transmutable, whatever the word is. It's easier to catch. But it's also less serious. So, but you do have something called long COVID. That's what they say. So, and with this long COVID, you're gonna hear this word if you're unfamiliar with the phrase, you're gonna be hearing it a lot more in the next few weeks and months. And that is brain fog. Supposedly, brain fog is brought on by long COVID. So, do you see where I'm going with this? So, maybe when the president misgendered the congressman from this district, when he thought that Glasgow was in England rather than Scotland, and when he made all of those multiple errors that he was making on his trip to the Mideast, we referred to the honor of the Holocaust and the hallowed ground, and called the prime minister Mr. President, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe he had brain fog.
Can we call it Putin's brain fog?
You know what? Have you ever thought about going into public relations for the White House? Putin's brain fog. PBF. Whenever we have a mistake, we're going to call it PBF.
He wouldn't have had to go on this trip if it weren't for Putin. So this is Putin's brain fog.
Putin's brain fog. 844-500-4242-508. Can you please ask the fake Indian to exercise an abundance of caution and remain quarantined wearing triple masked? I think we should have 15 days to flatten the curve, and none of the people I just mentioned should go out in public for 15 days to flatten the curve. What are we on the 15 days now? We're up around 870 days now, somewhere in there. 870 days into 15 days to flatten the curve. 844-500-4242. So we've got some, I want to just play some of these cuts from Biden talking about, you know, how you can prevent getting COVID. And incidentally, remember when Trump got COVID right before the election and he was in Walter Reed for a few days, and everybody in the chattering classes was all angry at him. And they said, he's engaging in irresponsible super spreaders. He's endangering the Secret Service by making them take him out for a spin around the people who are wishing him well outside Walter Reed Hospital.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. 781 says, if you're going to say brain fog is an indication of what he's got, I think he contracted it around 1974. 844-500-4242. Okay. Let's see here. I'm just looking here what he said. Okay, this is a flashback. This is a flashback from a town hall. I don't know when. This was probably last year. I think this was last year. I think it was actually exactly a year ago today. Cut six.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? You're the
fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
Who gets this? What kind of irresponsible people get COVID, Mr. President? Cut seven.
So there's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we got to make more progress.
It's an epidemic of the unvaccinated. Just remember that. 844-500-4242. They're still trying to blame Trump somehow for what's going on here. This was Yamiche Alcindor. She's an extremely well qualified journalist. Does she still work for NPR? Or did she move somewhere else? National Panhandler Radio. Anyway, this is Yamiche. Cut 12.
Think about the fact that now we have two U.S. presidents in a row that have had, that have tested positive with COVID. And I think what we're going to see here is likely a different sort of approach to it. Let's remember his predecessor took off his mask, even though it was sort of in the period where he could have possibly infected other people. He didn't want to talk about getting vaccinated at the White House. President Biden, I suspect, just in talking to White House officials, is going to remind people, yes, I could get it, which means you can get it, which means we all have to be vigilant about this.
He told us, Yamiche, that you couldn't get it. You just heard those cuts. If you get vaccinated, you're okay, and that this is an epidemic of the unvaccinated. He's vaccinated and double boost. And now the news story is they're always moving the goalposts here. We haven't used that phrase for a while, moving the goalposts, but here it is again. The new moving goalpost is if you get vaccinated, if you get boosted, then you're probably not going to get that sick. 844-500-4242. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save up to $90. That's a two-thirds savings just about on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild. And I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern. And keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
That was a video statement that he just released, and KJP assured us that the cameraman observed the traditional social distancing, which, as we all know, doesn't mean bleep, and he was wearing an N95 mask, which may or may not be protective gear from the virus.
And as you saw in the video, he was outside, so we did that outside. And with the photo, he took off his mask so that the American people could see him and see directly, see the work that he's doing and that he's sitting at his desk continuing to do his work.
He's continuing to do his work.
At his deck.
He was very disappointed today that he couldn't go to address law enforcement issues in Pennsylvania in Wilkes-Barre, or as KJP called it, Wilkesboro.
As we read out, the president also called Senator Casey, Representative Cartwright, mayors of Scranton, mayor of Wilkesboro, and Representative Clyburn.
I didn't know Scranton had more than one mayor.
Wilkesboro? That's in North Carolina. I think that's where Junior Johnson, the famous race car driver, and before that, a bootlegger, a moonshiner, was from. Wilkes County, Wilkesboro. All right. So he was going to Wilkesboro. Thought he was going to Wilkes-Barre. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who won the GOP gubernatorial debate last night, Jeff Diehl or Chris Doty?
I'm going to vote for Chris Doty.
Only 31% say Chris Doty won last night.
Okay. Just, you know, would like to know what you think. And I'm voting for Doty because I thought he had the most memorable line of the night, which he said, you're running the campaign of an Alabama Republican.
We're not asking you who you intend to vote for.
Right.
We're asking you who you honestly thought won the debate last night. Sincere votes, please.
Right. That's a good point. But we'd prefer that, but we know that's not the way it goes. But anyway, if you didn't hear the debate, you can still hear the debate. How can they hear the debate, Taylor?
Anywhere you get your Howie Carr Show podcast traditionally, it should be on the feed there. Or you can just go to HowieCarrShow.com, click the Listen tab, and it should be somewhere under the previous episodes. So, yeah, anywhere you usually get your podcast for the Howie Carr Show.
Okay, it's pretty interesting. It gets more lively as the hour wears on. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Hi, I just wanted to call in regards to what you were speaking with about the president and how he feels and what he says about the vaccination. Because honestly, I finally, after all this time, finally got COVID. Not happy about it, but I can say I finally got it. And it was just a cold. And it was done and over with in a couple of days. And I have a handful of friends and family members that are boosted and fully vaccinated that got it way worse than me.
Right. Look at just the people in Washington who got it lately. Fauci got it. Schumer got it. Danang Dick Blumenthal from Connecticut got it. Shelley Pingree from Maine, the congresswoman, got it. I mean, those are just ones that, you know, in just the general area, the people you keep up with. I'm sure a lot more double boosted, double vaxxed people have gotten it, Monique.
Yep, it absolutely. I don't understand. And even still, now that I got COVID and got to experience it, I'm going to tell you right now, Howie, I'm still not going to go out and get the vaccination or the booster or anything. My kids haven't gotten it. You know, and it's just for him to get up there and speak like he does about COVID and then think, what's he think? Like, this is a miracle thing that, like, you're going to get it and you're not going to get COVID no more and you're going to be protected, because that's not the case.
Right.
You know,
no, you're right. 844-500-4242. I got two vaccinations because I wanted to get on planes, but, I haven't gotten the booster. I've got some doses. If I come down with anything that I can use, I got in Florida, a free state, but I'm not too worried about it. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, listen, Jeff Diehl, I don't know. He looked more a weak guy, because when he faced Richard Warren, he looked a high school, running for a high school president. When you have to deal with it with Warren, you have to deal as a devil, as a bad person. Not as a woman. Nice. No, you have to deal a tough. That happened to Donald Trump with Hillary. Donald Trump treated her as an evil and evil person.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is, if you're a guy, Mr. Garcia, you can't really go after a woman that hard, or you'll be considered a misogynist caveman. Like, remember Rick Lazio against Hillary Clinton in 2000 in New York? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Limo Mark here. I've had 4 shots. Went to a wedding in Denver, got COVID, knocked the bleep out of me. Sure, the shots work. No, obviously. You know, what is this all about? There are all these younger people, athletes, just keeling over dead or dying after brief illnesses. There's just another story posted on the internet right now. A former quarterback for the University of South Carolina, a guy named Phil Petty, 43. Ugh. He's dead. I mean, I know some of these athletes who are dying. You know, it's fentanyl, like the guy, the linebacker for the Ravens. But I mean, I think some of these people are just. And there's an occasional suicide, but there are a lot more younger people dying than 2 or 3 years ago. And it's not all fentanyl and it's not all suicides. I just, I don't know.
They've got a name for it now. SADS, sudden adult death syndrome.
Any theories yet on what
it's
causes?
It's a mystery.
SADS. SADS seems to have developed around the time they began jabbing everybody in the country, right? 617, they must have all been masked on Air Force One, right? Well, I mean, everybody on that flight was in a high-risk category.
But no, they came off the plane, they weren't wearing masks.
No, they weren't. Of course they weren't. Anyway. Grace is here with the news.
Hello, Howard. Thank you so much for having me. The big story today is that President Joe Biden has come down with COVID-19. By all accounts, he is on the mend, and hopefully he will be fully recovered within a few days. I actually want to start today with a local story, if you don't mind. A woman jumped into the river as riders evacuate through windows after the Orange Line train here in Massachusetts goes up in flames. The pictures are unbelievable.
I mean, you don't often see a subway train on fire, mainly because they're underground, right? But this was on a bridge over the, because obviously it's rapid transit.
It was approaching Assembly Station.
Yeah, Assembly Square. Yeah, so it's on the bridge and it catches fire. And so the helicopters, it was during the morning rush hour, so the traffic helicopters from the TV stations were able to get these amazing photographs.
Yeah, this happened around 6:45 a.m. The woman who jumped into the water, she jumped into the Mystic River, actually swam to shore and said she didn't need medical attention. I think even if I was feeling okay, I would still take it at that point, just to let them know, like, hey, something
this
went awry here.
This is a bad day for people in Massachusetts in terms of commuting and the weather. I mean, you also had a giant traffic jam in the Tip O'Neill Tunnel. There was a big accident, tied up everything. If you were trying to get into the city from Medford, you were bleep out of luck this morning. And now they have tornado warnings up for until 4:15 p.m. in parts of Franklin, Middlesex, and Worcester counties, which is a pretty big swath of the state.
Yeah, and in other parts of the country, the heat wave is continuing. I do think in certain parts of New England, today's going to have a little break because some places are getting
thunderstorms.
But yeah, people are definitely keeping an eye on that as well. This is just a little bit of gossip. I got this article sent to me this morning from a blonde friend of mine, and it was from a website, which I'm very familiar with. I don't know if you're familiar with it, Howie. It's Radar Online. Not exactly the most trustworthy site.
I think they've been on target in a lot of these stories.
Yeah, they're right a good amount of the time. New CNN boss, we all know him. That's Chris Licht. He's the guy who's trying.
What
to...
What a name!
Yeah, he's the guy.
Chris Licht.
He's trying to bring.
Is that
CNN,
spelled L-I-C-K-E-D or T?
T.
T. Okay.
He's trying to bring CNN back. Above
back
water.
To mediocrity.
Yeah, like maybe just baseline.
Back to room temperature.
And there's talks that he's trying to poach MSNBC stars Joe Scarborough and
stars of such minute wattage.
They're like the rising stars in the Democrat Party. They're like,
what do you
Beethoven.
Call a dead star when the star, you know, burns itself out? That's what all these stars are.
Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski to fix network's struggling morning time slot.
Okay, can we put a lot of air quotes needed to fix? Does anyone really think that a lot of people are going to flee from the network Gabfests or Fox and Friends to go to watch CNN because Morning Joe and Mika are there?
See, here's the crazy thing is that when you compare any of these shows to, let's say, Fox and Friends, they don't even come close. But compared to shows on CNN, I do think Mika and Joe do pretty well. Again, it's, you know, damning with faint praise here because they're being compared to other shows on these networks.
The network shows that broadcast from Florida with a backdrop that would tend to try to deceive people into thinking they're in D.C., they probably rank number one.
Yes. Does that bother you that they have the fake backdrop?
No, it amuses me.
I wouldn't care if you had a Boston backdrop in Florida, but you definitely get called out for it.
Oh, absolutely.
What about how, remember that woman who...
Cokie Roberts.
Yeah, and
she, in D.C.,
That's a little far, pretending to be outside.
Right.
Now you're really trying to get people to suspend their disbelief.
But she was a second generation swamp creature, and she worked for ABC, again, air quotes, news, so she could get away with it.
All right, in other news, Starbucks, this is from CNN, and I just want everyone to keep in mind how quickly things have changed when it comes to Starbucks. Here's a piece from CNN Business. Starbucks can't be America's public bathroom.
Well, I thought it could be.
Last year it could be. Today it cannot be.
Howard Schultz says, we were America's public bathroom before we were against being America's public bathroom.
Of course they can't be America's public bathroom. They're never open on the inside. Only the drive-thrus are open every time I go.
That's true. You know what? That's a good point, too. They haven't been open. A lot of these places haven't been open for 2 years to go
inside.
Yeah,
they don't have the staff. Well, the staff's nervous.
It's the staff. They're open when they can be inside, but some days they just don't have the staff to be open inside.
Yeah, and you know what? I think Starbucks, I mean, besides these Howard Schultz comments, which really tell you that they're struggling, but also here's something that's telling. So another chain that I like to go to a lot, I can say it, right?
Yeah.
Dunkin'. They run a lot of like promotions. You know what I mean? Mondays they'll do this, or if you order on the app, all these things. But
you're a big advocate of Free Donut Friday.
They don't have that anymore.
No,
I tell them every week.
You want it to come back.
Every week I say, you guys got to bring that back. They don't listen to me. But at Starbucks, they don't tend to do those. Like, their coffee's very expensive, and it always has been. Now, right now in the summer, I've read that on Tuesdays in July, you can get a coffee half off. That's a lot for Starbucks because some of their drinks go for like $8 or $9.
I think there's only one Tuesday left in July.
So that to me says, things are not looking good. That's just my analysis.
So what you're telling me is even the beautiful people are hurting and they can't afford to go to Starbucks anymore?
Yeah, and this is a quote.
Even the Biden voters who have trust funds or are on welfare or both?
Here's a Howard Schultz quote. We have to harden our stores and provide safety for
harden
our people.
Harden our stores? What is this? It makes it sound like it's a precinct in the Bronx.
I don't know if we can keep our bathrooms open. You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
I thought it was racism to close the bath. Didn't they have, you know, demonstrations and Black Lives Matter riots outside the place in Philadelphia with the Starbucks?
Yeah, but the problem is when you open up the bathrooms, it's always good to have the rule you have to buy something. Because if you don't have that rule, then people come in and they
say,
what
are you? A deplorable?
It's a BS rule. It's a bathroom.
You have to buy something?
You got to go. You got to go.
What if you're an illegal alien?
But Taylor, have you ever worked at a restaurant?
What if you're transgender?
Where they say anyone can come in, then you got people setting up shop in the bathroom.
I did work at a coffee shop where we let anybody use the bathroom. You didn't have to buy anything. People sat down, and you know what? Eventually, they ordered something.
Exactly, they bought something. That's
but
my
they didn't
whole point.
Have to. That wasn't the pretext to using the bathroom.
So you think the bathroom should be open to anybody?
Yes.
But this is why they're having issues, because people are shooting up in the bathrooms.
They have to shoot up somewhere, don't they?
Right.
I mean, they're just good undocumented Democrats.
Start promoting these safe shoot-up sites.
They're helping to support the undocumented community by buying the fentanyl that they're bringing across the border. was made in Red China and is now going to support them until they can get on welfare in the big cities.
You guys are so much more progressive than I am. I'm sticking by the rule that I think you should need to purchase something to use the bathroom. And I know a lot of places where you have to show your receipt to use the bathroom. And occasionally, yeah, do you say, hey, I really got to go? Sure. But there's got to be rules in this society. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. When you don't see what you want on the lot, shop online and reserve your new Toyota from their incoming inventory. It's easy. Shop online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. One last thing, Howie. Hunter Biden probe reaches critical stage as officials weigh possible charges. The federal investigation into Hunter Biden and his tax affairs has reached a critical stage, according to a source who spoke to Fox News. This makes me think something might drop tomorrow. Something interesting.
I'm not holding my breath, Grace.
No, I wouldn't suggest that, of course.
Hunter's holding his until he exhales.
Isn't it ironic that they're talking about bringing federal gun charges against Hunter on the same week that his father tweets out that he supports enhanced background checks for teenagers before they can buy guns? So His son commits all kinds of federal firearms violations, but he wants to crack down not on the smartest man he knows, but on teenagers.
Well, also, if you crack down on teenagers and then they just lie on the applications, then it's kind of a moot point, which is what Hunter did.
Right.
You can crack down all you want, but if people are lying and you don't end up cracking down on the lying.
Of course, if you're a member of a protected class and you lie, then you won't be prosecuted by the Democrats any more than Stephen Colbert's producers were prosecuted.
Stephen Colbert's pranksters.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Grace. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, the D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? It's Jimmy Carter on steroids. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483. And the IRA experts at GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why GoldCo is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at GoldCo have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Forget the myths that the media's created about the White House. Truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Kevin, I'm going to start off with the mortgage applications have apparently declined to a 22-year low this week. What's going on in the housing market, and what does it portend for the rest of the markets?
Yeah, I follow some of that data, and that's an accurate number that come out, I guess, for
what's going on? The interest rates have gone up in the last couple of months. Interest rates have kind of leveled off these last few weeks, which, again, that's backwards-looking numbers. And I said it last week with some of these inflation numbers, that the reports that come out are backwards-looking. Forward-looking, I think it's more positive news. And believe it or not, the market's up again today. Market's in rally mode. We bounced off a low probably about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 3,700 and some change on the S&P. And we're now down, well, pretty close to 4,000 in the S&P now. I'm not sure how much higher we go, Howie, but it's a good positive feeling for people that have their investments, especially the retirees today.
You know, one phrase you've used on occasion, it's popular in the financial markets, dead cat bounce. You meaning, you know, this just comes up when we're still on a downward spiral. The dead cat bounces up after he hits the pavement. Could this be a dead cat bounce?
It could be. However, we broke some technical support. Now, I'm an old technical trader myself back in the day. So what that means is the S&P 500 broke above the 50-day moving average a few days ago. Well, in market terms for traders, that's a very positive sign. So it could be a dead cat bounce, but I'm more inclined to say we might have some legs with this rally. Not saying we're going back to all-time highs in the near future, but this is a good positive sign, I think, going forward.
What about oil prices? I guess we're not going to get any relief from Saudi Arabia, despite Brandon's tepid efforts last weekend.
Yeah, maybe he caught COVID over there. I'm not sure. But we're not going to get the relief from the Saudis. We didn't expect that. They made some other deals in the back room. Oil prices, though, are down again, $3-4 a barrel today. Gas prices are starting to creep down. I'm in Florida today, and I just left Maine yesterday. I noticed in Maine that the gas price is still pretty near $5 a gallon, $4.85 a gallon. Here in Florida, we're $4 a gallon in some locations. So I think that some of the Northeast is lagging behind some of the rest of the country as far as it comes to gas and oil.
So what have you got for the viewers and listeners today, Kevin Frisby? What kind of advice can you offer them if they want to call you?
Yeah, we've had a lot of calls the last several weeks. What I'm going to offer again, Howie, is the portfolio X-ray. And even in a down market or an up market, I would say it's advantageous for people to take a look at what they have in their investments and maybe make some adjustments if need be. Particularly if we start going higher, if you've taken a conservative position, maybe now is the time to look at maybe changing some of those bond portfolios up, or maybe looking at some other investments that are out there. So if somebody wants to reach out to us here at Frisby & Associates, we can do this by phone, we can do this by Zoom, we can do it if you want to come to the office locations. They can call us at 1-800-989-9100.
Okay, and then they can also reach you online. What's the address online?
Yep, the web address is frisbeebenefits.com, Frisbee spelled I-E in the end, benefits with an S. Again, they can send us an email, portfolio X-ray, no obligation. I mean, we've done a lot of these for a lot of your listeners over the last couple of years, and people have been pretty appreciative of it.
And so you need a portfolio X-ray, you think, even if you're retired and you're not making any more contributions into a retirement account?
Yeah, you know, I would say 85 or 90%. I think it's that high of people that actually come in or talk to us about the X-ray of people that are already retired. And rightfully so. I mean, people get nervous, you know, with what's going on in the economy and taxes potentially going higher and oil prices if they do stay up. I mean, if you're a retiree, I think even more important to get that X-ray and get a handle on what's going on in your portfolio.
Okay, so give us the number and the email address one more time, Kevin Frisby.
Yeah, it's 1-800-989-9100, and the web address is Frisby, spelled I-E, benefits with an S.com, Howie.
And you can do it by Zoom, telephone, in person, and no obligation for the portfolio X-ray from Kevin Frisby. I'm Howie Kahn.